And now this is a dictation for Kathryn, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Yonka, Y-O-N-K-A, December 1643, addresses a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Huel Skamp, H-U-E-L, S-K-A-M-P, P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Carly, follow-up Mrs. Yonka, chronic kidney disease, last visit February, 3 plus edema bilateral. Remains anticoagulated Eliquis for prior venous thrombosis. Recurrence of uterine cancer presented with bleeding to have evaluation, Dr. Fireman, and radiotherapy at ALMA, A-L-M-A. Chronic incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No chest pain palpitation, lightheadedness, or dyspnea. There is obesity, presently no pain, chronic dyspnea. CPAP machine at night, minor esophageal reflux. Next paragraph, medication review. Notice the Norvasc, Coric, Losartan, present weight 191, previously 184, blood pressure 130/72, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal or back tenderness, stable edema, no cellulitis, non-focal. Plans for an MRI. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 1.6, stable over time, representing a GFR 31 stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. No progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Recurrence uterine cancer, status post-surgery to start radiotherapy. Complications of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary emboli, remains on anti-Eliquis. Chronic lower extremity edema, in part exacerbated by Norvasc medications, no evidence of pulmonary edema. Has also atrial fibrillation, takes beta blockers, anticoagulation. Chemistry is with kidney disease, has not required EPO treatment, others is stable, come back in 6 months.